I call the Education Finance Conference Committee to order. Thank you all for coming here today and for taking a picture for this momentous occasion. So first up, we have the Conference Committee report, the copy in front of you. Folks have been looking at it all weekend. There is one language change that we are going to have Mr. Strom explain.
Madam Chair, members, on the very first page of the bill is the language relating to the opiate antagonists. There was some confusion about what all would be in the health bill. What's in the health bill is going to be the regulatory framework for how schools should determine storage and order of control for distribution of the opiate antagonists. This provision is the mandate that the district talked about, or that the committee talked about, that there be a supply at each school site. So it's the two doses at each school site, and that's what the Health and Human Services part of the bill is not carrying. So that's back in here, and that's still paired with the funding later in Article 1.
Thank you. Mr. Strom, too, I'm wondering, I know we had talked about on line 1.16, it says nasal naloxone. Do we need to have naloxone say opioid antagonist, or is that a generic enough?
Madam Chair, well, if we can have a conversation after this, if it's important enough to fix, we'll put that in the corrections bill with Ms. McGinnis's help.
Got it. Thank you. I always forget about that corrections bill at the end. Okay, members, any questions on that provision? Seeing none, we can move on. Would nonpartisan staff want to explain any other? Nope. But there are other small technical changes, keeping in line with the nonpartisan instruction that Chair Kunish and I kept repeating every time we closed up the article. And I will actually have either Ms. Beckel or Ms. Hofer explain any spreadsheet changes. Ms. Beckel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Solveig Beckel, House Fiscal. So there were three small changes on the spreadsheet. With the spreadsheet in front of you, that has the title in the upper left-hand corner, 2023 Legislature K-12 Education Finance Budget Bill, and then has a timestamp in the upper right-hand corner of 12:13 p.m. today. On lines 125, 158, and 197, there are changes to reflect that on 197, there was just one small change to the Adult with Disabilities Program Aid that made the Adult with Disabilities Program Aid increase by $7,000 per year. That was changed, and so it only began the change in fiscal year 25. So if you're on line 197 on page 5, you can see that in fiscal year 25, the number increased from what it was previously at, which was $1.775 million in fiscal year 25, to $1.782 million. And then in the tails, it increased by $7,000 each year as well. So it increased from $1.899 million to $1.906 million in each year of the tails. In order to offset that change, if you'll move to line 158, the building and cybersecurity grant program was reduced from $24.339 million in fiscal year 2024 to $24.332 million in fiscal year 24, so just a $7,000 change to offset that fiscal year 25 reduction. And then if you'll turn to line 125 of the spreadsheet, to the Grow Your Own program, this time moving over to the tails, so fiscal years 26 and 27, you can see that where previously each year of the tails had a number, had an appropriation of $31.961 million, now the appropriation is $31.954 million per year of the TALES. And Madam Chair, those are the substantive changes to the spreadsheet. There have been formatting changes, and as you some of you may have noticed, this is the full spreadsheet that reflects base plus the changes in this conference committee proposal. And whereas previous spreadsheets that you have looked at have been change only. So, and Madam Speaker, those are the changes.
Thank you, Ms. Beckel. Oh,
go ahead.
Anything else, Ms. Beckel?
No.
Thank you. Any questions to those described changes? Seeing none, with that, I think we have another important announcement. I hear it's somebody's birthday. It's Mr. Strom's birthday today, and I have a gift for you. It's an amazing education bill that you actually helped write and wrap. So thanks. Happy birthday to all of us.
Happy birthday.
With that, members, any closing comments or thoughts? I know we did this a little bit on Friday. And yes, Senator
Gustafson. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say thank you. I wasn't here over the weekend because my daughter graduated from the U of M. And she initially was going to go into teaching and then changed her mind just with sort of hopefully not, but I think it's probably in part of just all of the struggles that she saw her mom go through as a teacher. And so I just want to say thank you to all the hard work that everybody did here, because I really do feel like this is a very student-centered and educator-centered bill, and hopefully will make a big difference. I saw the Star Tribune listed it as a $2.2 billion increase. I don't think that we can overstate that, and we should celebrate the fact that we really have put education first in this state, and it's one more reason why Minnesota is a great place to live. So thank you to everybody who worked really hard, the staff especially, who just, I know we always just say a blanket staff, but I just don't know how we could ever get this done without all of you, and it just means the world to me that you are, you know, just always there doing all the work that you do and do it so well. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gustafson. Anybody else want to make a closing comment or thought? Well, Chair Kunesh, and then, or Chair Pryor, and then Chair Kunesh. Chair Pryor, did you have anything to say? Okay, Chair Kunesh.
You know, I'm a little emotional right now when I look at this bill, that I think I'm going to get bound and hang on to this forever, because we have not been this intentional in addressing the needs of our students and our teacher, the administration, looking at the inequities quite like we have this year. And I know it's only the beginning of the work that we're going to do as we go forward, but I just want Minnesota to know that we really did take to heart the issues that we heard from our students and our teachers and our administrators, and we did do the very, very best we could, given the nice dollar amount that we received, and it's never going to be enough to do all of the work that we need to do for our students, but this is the first step, and I think we put together an incredible bill and really look forward to continue the work on it. So thank you all, and Minnesota, I hope you see the difference.
Thank you, Chair Kunesh. I want to thank you and Chair Swedinsky and Chair Pryor and Representative Clardy and Representative Hill and Senator Gustafson and Senator McQuaid and Representative Kreisha and Senator Duckworth. Really has been a good working experience collaboratively going through this bill together. And thank you to all the folks out there that brought us all the great ideas and stuck with us during this time. And I know there's a lot of stuff in here that has been worked on for quite a few years that people are seeing the fruition of. And I think it's a work product that we can all be very, very proud of. And also just, we can't thank our staff enough for all the hours we work. They work long past us when we go to bed, and they're already up working when we get up in the morning. And just means a lot to us that you have that institutional memory and that institutional knowledge to keep things moving forward. So with that, members, this is a pretty pretty incredible bill that I think we will vote on now. So I'll move to adopt A23-0174, the amendment to the conference committee report. That will become the conference committee report. So with that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The amendment is adopted. And with that, members, look for an email to sign the conference committee report. That should be out in the next few hours, I believe. And thank you. As our revisors is ready to hit send. So with that, members, thank you again, and we are adjourned.